Alright folks, welcome back to The Lonely Ladder. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and today we're diving headfirst into a topic that's near and dear to all of us remote workers, setting boundaries. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, another productivity lecture, hear me out. This isn't about being robotic or turning into a hermit in your own home. It's about carving out space for yourself, defining what works best for you, and creating a sustainable work-life balance that actually feels, well, balanced. Ever feel like your laptop is permanently glued to your hip? Like the line between work time and me time has become blurry as can be? Trust me, I've been there. But let me tell you, setting boundaries isn't about being selfish. It's about showing up as your best self, both professionally and personally. So buckle up, grab a cup of coffee, or maybe a glass of wine, no judgment, and get ready to level up your remote work game. Here are 5 golden nuggets to remember when setting those boundaries. 1. Define your off hours. This might sound obvious, but it's crucial. Decide on specific times when you're officially off the clock and stick to them as much as possible. Treat these hours like sacred appointments. No checking emails, no responding to messages, just pure relaxation and recharge. 2. Communicate clearly. Let your colleagues, clients, and even family know about your boundaries. Don't be afraid to politely decline requests outside of your designated work hours. Remember, clear communication is key to preventing misunderstandings and maintaining healthy relationships. 3. Designate a workspace and leave it. Creating a dedicated workspace can do wonders for your focus and productivity. But remember, it's not a permanent fixture. Once you're off the clock, close that laptop, put away those files, and step away from the office. Physically separating yourself from work can help your brain switch gears and truly relax. 4. Embrace the power of no. This one might take some practice, but saying no to unnecessary tasks or requests is essential for setting healthy boundaries. Remember, you have limited time and energy. Prioritize what's important and don't feel obligated to overcommit. 5. Schedule time for self-care. Remote work can sometimes blur the lines between our personal and professional lives, making it easy to neglect self-care. But remember, taking care of yourself is crucial for maintaining your well-being and ultimately being more effective at work. So schedule time for activities you enjoy, whether it's reading, exercising, spending time with loved ones, or simply enjoying a quiet moment to yourself. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant graphic designer who works remotely. She loves her job and is incredibly talented, but she was struggling to keep up with the demands of work and her personal life. Emails were piling up even during dinner time, meetings often ran late into the evening, and weekends felt like just another extension of the workday. Sound familiar? Sarah finally realized she needed a change. She started by setting clear, off hours. No work allowed after 6 p.m. on weekdays and no work emails on weekends. She communicated these boundaries to her clients and colleagues, and surprisingly, it went smoothly. She also dedicated time each morning for yoga and meditation, which helped her feel more focused and energized throughout the day. The result? A happier, healthier Sarah who was not only more productive but also had more time for herself and her loved ones. Look, folks, setting boundaries isn't about being rigid or impossible to work with. It's about honoring your needs, protecting your well-being, and creating a sustainable work-life balance that actually works for you. By defining your off hours, communicating clearly, designing a dedicated workspace, embracing the power of no, and prioritizing self-care, you can take control of your remote work experience and thrive both personally and professionally. So, what are you waiting for? Start setting those boundaries today. Share your experiences with us on social media. Use the hashtag #TheLonelyLadder, and let's continue this conversation together. And remember, you got this. Until next time, keep climbing that ladder, one boundary at a time.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.